I'm kind of nervous about today's episode, and I don't know why. I think it's because it's this big topic that I've been wanting to talk about for literally years. It's been one of the most impactful, powerful strategies. One thing I think I'm really good at, and yet I feel like people so overthink it and have so many hangups about it that they're overcomplicating it. And I'm kind of being a perfectionist about making sure I teach this in a way that gives you like the biggest ahas of your life. And so as I was preparing for this episode, I decided I needed to cut myself off. That's also because I'm like respecting my time puzzle and the way I do my quarterly plan and all of that, right? Y'all know how I operate with that by now. And I just needed to hit record because I just need to get this content out there and I need to see how it impacts you. And so I'm going to ask this more than I ever ask this in any other episode, is that if you get any kind of specific value out of this episode, I'll even beg you to send me a message at Courtney Schall on Instagram. Ironically, this episode is about being in the DMs and getting clients from the DMs. I want you to let me know what that was. Like, what was the thing? What's the thing that hits you? What's the thing that unlocks something for you, as specific as possible? Whatever. Like, just what really hits? Because I think this is one of those strategies, and this is where my sweet spot is, right? Like, things that are feel complex, feel overwhelming, and don't need to be. And I can't wait to share this with you. Maybe I'm excited, not nervous. Maybe it's both. Today, we're going to talk about selling in the DMs, getting clients from the DMs, and how to break this down into something you can be proactive about, but like zero sleaziness, like literally zero sleaziness. I'm not just saying that because everybody says, I don't want to be sleazy. So I'm like hooking you on the fact it won't be sleazy. That's the foundation of this, is you are actually being sleazy without realizing it. And I want to tell you how to stop doing that. So let's dive in. Let's talk about why we're even talking about getting clients from the DMs. I teach all the time in Yay for Clients, first and foremost, because that's my signature program where I teach you how to, you know, create, book out, deliver, streamline your signature service. So if you're trying to make, you know, at least 50K a year from your business or 50K from services, that's where you need to start, right? But like the thing I talk about over and over again is that clients come from relationships. And especially when we're doing higher priced offerings, right? We're not selling $47 offers here. We're talking about, you know, $1,000 minimum to, you know, maybe, you know, five figure investments for services. And those are people who need to feel like you see them, like you understand them, like they need to see that you get it and that they can trust you. And there's just certain things people need to experience from you to do that. And the most effective way of bridging that gap, of building that rapport, of addressing all of those checkboxes, right, is one-on-one communication. It is the unsexy thing. It's the thing I teach in the free mini service. You know, we're doing the live booked in 5 days challenge at the end of April, April 28th through May 2nd. So look at the link in the show notes here to make sure you register for that. It's, you just have to purchase the booked in 5 days challenge to get it. But like, that's the thing I talk about, is like, it's not a sexy strategy, but it's a hella effective strategy. And I just can't make myself only talk about sexy things. Like, I like the nerdy, dorky stuff, and I want to know what works. And so DMs work because they give people a opportunity to be, that you become accessible to them, that they can talk to you. I don't know how many people listening, and let me know if you do remember, like back before Instagram DMs were a thing, and there wasn't really a way for people in your online audience to reach out to you one-on-one other than email. Like, it was like, there was a time and place where like I wasn't that accessible to my audience other than email. And even then I wasn't like that accessible. And then over a few years, DMs just exploded on every platform. Like, it just became the thing. And there started to become this expectation that you're available in the DMs. Like that wasn't there before. And so it's easy to get annoyed by the fact that we're expected to be available in the DMs. I get annoyed by it. Like, it's my number one most frustrating thing about social media. But the flip side of that I want to look at the silver lining, like the positive side of this, the glass half full, which is really what this episode's about, is that it's an opportunity for you to be able to have conversations with people who otherwise would just be sitting on the other side of a screen trying to figure out if they should invest in working with you, and you have no opportunity to like hear what they have to say and then make your case. Okay. So that's, DMs are powerful because people feel seen, heard, and understood. That's why they're powerful. And that's why we can't sleep on this if you want to get clients on social media. And if you're the kind of person who has a service-based business, or services are a big chunk of your business, right? A big arm of your business. And you do social media like Instagram, for example. You know, this could apply to like LinkedIn or, you know, other Facebook, other platforms too. But Instagram is the one that I use. So I'm going to be referencing that a lot. And if you're doing content on Instagram and you're trying to get one-on-one clients and you are not doing a DM strategy, like there's no, like honestly, you should stop doing content before you stop doing this. Like, this is the strategy for you to get clients on Instagram, not growing an audience. And like, that can be a piece for longer term growth, but that is not where your right now clients are going to come from. And I talked about that in last week's episode when I talked about red, yellow, and green marketing and really building your client magnet. So make sure you go back and listen to last week's episode to hear how that all works together, like what strategies actually work for service providers to get clients. So the DMs are important, and I think you know, and I know that people are getting clients in the DMs. What we don't know is how they're doing it. And when you think about doing it, you probably have a lot of misconceptions. A lot of your, I will call them limiting beliefs only because they are beliefs that are limiting you from getting where you want to go, and they're not necessarily true. So in that way, they pass the test to be limiting beliefs. Are holding you back from using this strategy, because I think what comes up for us is we think about DMs as this really personal space, and we think about it as having a one-on-one conversation with someone. And especially for women, that is sacred. Like, that's our survival, right? Like, evolutionarily speaking, like, that's our survival, is connections and conversations. And the second that somebody feels like a one-on-one conversation is becoming transactional, or someone's pressuring you to do something, or they're being sold to, they will shut down. So we don't want people to perceive that. And it's not because, and we're not going to manipulate them. We're not going to like sell to them and manipulate them, but like make them think we're not. Like, that's not what we're doing. We're actually just not going to sell. That's what we're going to do. We're not going to sell. Okay. So we are going to have a proactive way of going about DMs. I'm not even going to use the word strategy because I think that word has some connotations and is maybe like triggers some of these limiting beliefs, right? We're going to have a proactive way about using DMs to build and nurture relationships, build connections with people that ultimately will lead people who are a good fit for working with you to work with you. But we are not going to sell people. We're not going to like shove offers in people's faces. In fact, we're going to really take so many steps back away from selling in the way that you probably think about selling, right? That it might even be uncomfortable. Like, you might feel like you should be selling more. And that's my way of kind of teasing you to listen to the rest of this episode. The hesitations that are coming up for people. I was hanging out with some business friends this past weekend, and the whole DM thing came up, and one of the people I was with, she was like, okay, well, you know, I'm in a launch, and I had to like DM follow up with people who attended my free training, and then, you know, just let them, like, we're having conversations and like let them know, you know, I was there to answer any questions. I don't know exactly what she was DMing them, but answer any questions, and I'll be gone for the weekend. So I just like want to make sure that their questions get answered. And it was just like, she just kind of did this like almost like, ugh, like, you know, when someone just kind of was like, I want to like crawl out of my skin thing. And it's like, oh, I just had to sit there and like send those DMs, and it made me feel so gross, but like I had to do it, right? And then one of the women there was like, oh yeah, I've got it. Like, it's like, it's something I just have to get through. And like, I'll just like sit there and try to send as many as possible before I have to get up and pee. Like, and like, I resonate with that too. I'm not saying I don't. I totally resonate with that. But it really got me thinking, and I'm so glad I'm doing this episode this week, like, what a perfect thing to have happened just 5 days before recording this episode, is that like, I realized, I'm like, why does that feel icky? Like, why does that feel weird? And I think it comes down to this thing of, A, it's vulnerable, right? To be like, I know I'm doing this as a part of my launch strategy. Like, I need to do this in a timely fashion because I am in a launch. So because of that, it can feel a little bit salesy, which is, you know, what none of us want to feel. And then there's this element of, you know, somebody might be mad at me for disrespecting this container that is being in the DMs. Like, we want to respect that. We want to use the DMs. We want to get the clients, but we want to respect the DMs, right? Like, it's like this very difficult thread or needle to thread, right? And so I think that's why it feels icky, even though it's not. And so one of the things it doesn't have to be. One of the things I said was, you know, there's a really big difference between if, and I just did this morning, like, I'm following up with everyone who's purchased the Booked in 5 Days challenge because I'm hosting this live challenge at the end of this month, April 28th to May 2nd. Make sure you've got those dates in so that you can participate. And so I'm following up with everyone to let them know, like, hey, you already have access to this challenge. Like, these are the, like, if you haven't gotten a chance to use this yet, like, let me know if you want the details, etc. And I had like a canned message. And truly, like, I can send that same canned message to everybody because that is the literal thing I would say to everybody and just make sure I'm putting like, hey, so-and-so, like, putting their name on it. But there's something triggery about that to be like, you know, how dare I not like retype this exact same message every time I send it to someone? Like, who cares, right? But it does kind of like that I feel totally okay with consciously. Like, I know this is what I would say to everybody anyway, and I want to follow up with all these people, and a certain amount of people will probably ignore me, and then a certain amount will respond. And like, I don't know, right? But I just want to make sure everyone has that message. And it makes no sense for me to retype that message to every individual person. Like, that just doesn't make any sense, right? And so if you got one of those messages, like, you know that I really try energetically to like give each person this like moment of like, I'm messaging, you know, Heather now, I'm messaging Sarah, I'm messaging, you know, whoever. Like, I try to give it that moment, but I also try not to let my beliefs cause me to go into some weird space where like I don't do the thing I know I need to do to support people, right? So because of that, I'm like, there's a couple different types of messages here. There's these kind of canned ones that we need to do, and they're kind of rote. Like, okay, I just need to send all these. I think I did like 20 today. I've got so many to do. I've got like hundreds of people have this challenge, so I need to make sure I do a bit every day. And eventually someone else could do this, but I'm the only one in my DMs right now, so I'm going to do it. And, you know, then I know it's coming for me. Again, that's the thing I'm just like not ready to let go of in this moment. In the past, I have had other people in my DMs. And like, usually I have them tell you that they're other people, like unless it's something really transactional, like, hey, what's the link to this? Like, I'm like, hey, this is so-and-so from Courtney's team. Like, who cares, right? But no one's going to have a conversation pretending to me. That would never happen. What I realized is there's these like transactional messages, and then there's like the deeper conversation, and the transactional messages are really just an invitation to potentially have a deeper conversation. And the deeper conversation, I think most of us really enjoy. And when we get to that part of how to get clients from the DMs, it's really going to be about more of a sales conversation of how do I answer questions in a way that is smart and strategic psychologically, and how do I, like what beats do I need to hit in my answers to people's questions, and how do I keep people talking and don't make them feel like they're being sold to? Hint, don't sell to them. But I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. But there's like the part that we don't like is the part that's like the mass messaging, for lack of a better term. And I want you to see that those ones as just an invitation for a deeper conversation. And it's all about the intention behind them. So so that's really where I see a lot of the resistance coming from. You know, like any resistance to sales that comes up is going to come up here. But I think it's unique in the DMs because it feels like this sort of sacred one-on-one space. And we don't want to spam people. And that's a good thing. Okay, so don't spam them. But that's not what sales is. So here's my quotable for you. If you think sales is sleazy, then I can guarantee you that you do sales in a sleazy way, because that's the belief that you have. And I see it all the time. It's the people who are the weirdest out about selling who do selling in the weirdest way. It's always the spiritual people. It's always that, right? The people who actually have a healthy relationship to selling don't sell in a sleazy way. And I just find that endlessly fascinating. So let's get into how do we do DMs to get clients? this is where we're getting into the meat and potatoes of this episode. So just like every other type of marketing that every other marketing coach has ever taught you, there's like three different phases of this and they're not the same thing. Okay. We have, you know, in my red, yellow, green, I would say green or growth or like attraction or whatever, like is like top of funnel is DMing in a way that is going to get in front of new people. Then we have yellow, which would also be called nurturing, is where we're going to DM in a way that is building rapport with someone. And then finally, we have red, which would be sales, is DMing in a way that is aiming more so at a conversion that's going to make you money. And so we want to separate those because if you are talking about DMing in general and you're trying to sell people and you aren't clear on where you're at in that conversation with them, that's not the appropriate way of going about it. DMing for sales needs to be so consent-based. And I don't want to scare you with that word because I feel like that's like a really trendy word. But I want to be clear about what I mean. I'm not going to ethics police you. What I want to do is like just like literally factually tell you what that means to me is you have to make sure that people have given you some kind of yes before you move them to the next step of the process. Okay. So you're never going to go just send people a bunch of messages about like, come to my webinar. Like that's not going to happen because that doesn't make sense. Like I know you listening, you know that. Like I know I don't need to tell you that, but sometimes when we get into like, we put on our sales hat, we think it's like we have to act inhuman and that's the opposite. You have to stop doing that. So let's talk about each of these types of DMing and what you do in each of these categories of DMing to get clients. So category one is growth or green marketing, like I talked about in last week's episode, which is like a huge piece of what I teach inside of Yay for Clients. So the growth kind of DMing is DMing you're going to do to get in front of new people. So why would you be DMing someone you've never met before? Well, think about how does anyone ever get in a DM with someone? Someone's got to start the conversation, right? And so what we don't want to do is go too far down the pipeline and start spamming people about our stuff, right? That's not what we're going to do. Here comes the cardinal rule of really sales, but like especially DMing people and using a DM strategy or being proactive in your DMs. It is not about you. Let go 100% of any thought you have about getting something out of this. That's the irony. You have to become totally detached from this. And not only detached, you have to find a place of genuine generosity for other people. This has to come from a nurturing self. This is where you can tap in and leverage your greatest, you know, friendship maker and conversationalist. And I want you to forget about your business while you're doing this. Forget about the quote unquote end goal. Like just don't even make an end goal for this. What you're going to do is you're going to be intentional about it. You're not just going to like message anyone who exists on planet Earth because why? But you're not going to be a robot about it either. There's this sweet spot. So what I want you to do is I want you to go on Instagram or whatever social media that you use that has like direct messaging. And I want you to find someone who has the same audience as you. Like, so like at least 80% of people in their audience are probably also in your audience. And I want you to go to their profile. Okay. I'm going to like go to my own profile for the sake of this. But there's lots of people I could use for this exercise. And I want you to look at a post they have that has comments on it. Okay. Now the idea here is go to someone who already has like a fairly large audience and like that audience is somewhat engaged, is like as engaged as possible, right? So you're looking for like maybe a bigger name person here, depending on your niche. So you go to someone who has comments like regularly on their posts, and I want you to find a post of theirs that has comments on it. Okay, I'm gonna find one of my own because, okay, mine don't have a lot of comments on them right now. I'm going to find one here that has lots of comments on it. And it could be like, think about it. If they're promoting a opt-in and they have a mini chat trigger that's like, comment the word cool if you want me to send you this thing. And that thing that they're promoting is something that people in your audience would also like, then that's a really great thing to look for. Okay. So I'm going to find, here's a post of mine that's not going to hopefully play a bunch of music, and I found some comments on here, and what you're going to do on this person's post is I'm doing it on my desktop, so I like doing it on desktop because then I can open a bunch of people's profile at once. I'm going to right click on the profile names of the people who commented, and I'm going to open their profiles in a new tab. Of course, I messed that up, and I didn't right click. So I'm going to right click and I'm going to open up their profile in a new tab. Okay. So you're going to just do that until you've opened up, I don't know, like any number of, I like to do 10 at a time sometimes, and just keep scrolling if you need to find more posts of theirs and more profiles, and you just right click. All right. I mean, I could do this with my own profile for nurturing and actually like message these people because they're people who are already engaged with me. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to each of those profiles and I'm going to find something on their profile I can genuinely engage with. Okay. So sometimes if they have, now I'm in, this works really well if you're in B2B, right? Because ideally the people you're opening, they are active on social media. And of course, like a business is going to be that. But if you're not B2B, if you're like B2C and you're like, well, my target audience doesn't really use Instagram in that way, or their profiles are private, then maybe look for people who are in your field. Okay. So maybe we're using this more to find new people to get in front of who are colleagues or potential collaborators or have similar audiences as us. Okay. So it could go either way. And then you could open their stories, find a story. I'm like opening someone's story right now. And like, if there's something you can genuinely engage with, I mean, like send, you know, like they have a story about how they're growing plants on their balcony and you're like, oh my God, I'm starting a balcony garden this year. Like I'm growing this and this. What are you growing? Like that's a genuine thing that I can connect with that person with. Okay. On, right. So find something. It could be a recent post that they have. And if you can't find anything, or if this person, you've looked at their profile, they're like, this is not, like, it's not clear to me that this is somebody that is even in my target market or anything, then just close their tab and go to the next one, okay? And go, oh, okay, let me see this person's stories. I click on their stories. Oh, nothing to interact with. Okay, let me see, their most recent post is quite old. It's from last year. Okay, so that maybe is a weird thing for me to interact with. So I'm just going to go to the next person, right? And it might be 2 out of 3 aren't that helpful, right? The point is that if you go through and you just do this kind of like high level and you find people and you make genuine comments on their posts or responses to their stories, which is great because then you're in their DMs, because a response to a story goes into the DMs, right? And so you can go in there and start engaging with them, and you don't have to do anything else after this that could turn into something or not. The point of this is literally just to make initial contact with new people who... it's just kind of like putting out a light flare and being like, hi, I exist. And if they go look at your profile and they're like, oh, she's interesting, or, you know, whatever, that's great. Let me tell you why, what I think you need to have set up on your Instagram to make this actually impactful as the bare minimum. But like, then that will develop however it's going to develop. You just trust that process, but it's about just casting a wide net and getting in front of people. So that's a routine that I would recommend doing once a week. We used to do it when I was doing the CEO Social Club business with Danielle in the beginning. We did this every day. Each of us had to do 20 profiles, 20 things, right? And we actually were tracking them in Airtable because that was our growth strategy. That's how we were trying to get our name out there. And that worked so well as a local business because we knew exactly where our target market was. We could get in front of them and they would follow us back instantly. It was like so easy to make connections that way. So that can be a great strategy for you. Now, in order to make that work for you, you can't just have some little kind of profile, right? Now, don't let that be an excuse to not get started, but I want you to have a bare minimum profile on the social media platform so that when this person does click over to go, ah, who's so-and-so? Who's Ashley? You know, who's Kara? Who is this? They go over to your profile and they can see it's your business card. So it's clear from your like bio what you do, and you have like at least three posts. If you don't use Instagram, you do not need more than that, but I would say at least three posts that just are like informing people about what you do and how they can work with you and just hooking people in on that. The other thing I would just highly encourage you to do if you're gonna do DM outreach is update your stories with some kind of regularity. It could be once, three times a week. It could be maybe not less than that, but you want to have something for them to engage with too, because otherwise you're like want to grow, but you're not like making it, you're like, it's a two-way street, right? So that bare minimum is going to be really, really helpful. If you're curious like what to put in those three posts, send me a DM. Look, I'm giving you an invitation to DM me so that we can have a conversation. I don't have any like master plan on like, oh, they'll say this and then I'm going to say this. And that's not how it works. It's about recognizing, is this a green, yellow, or red strategy? And only doing that piece. We're not like trying to manipulate people into a specific journey. We're meeting them where they are, okay? And letting the rest of our content do the rest, because it's like an ecosystem. And this is what happens for me is I'll do the outreach. People find me. They start watching my stories and looking at my posts. And then they're like, oh, her stuff's kind of interesting. I want to download this. And now they're in my ecosystem doing that, right? But I never actually was like, hey, come download this thing. Or do you have this problem? Like, don't do that. Just genuinely interact with them as a human being. My example I gave you was about balcony gardens, okay? That is 0% related to anything I do. We are not meeting people as entrepreneurs. We're meeting people as people. So that's green. For our yellow nurture strategy, okay, this is where we're going to be following up with people that have already had some kind of interaction with us, but maybe taking it into the DMs, right? So let's say, and I really apologize, there is a woodpecker that like, it must be the season, is just goes to town on the side of our apartment building. I can't do anything about it. So hopefully that's not going to bother our audio too much. Okay, so the nurture strategy follow-up. So let's say somebody followed you. Send them a message. People, a lot of people love this. Send them a message, say, hey, so-and-so, like actually look at their profile. Try to find something specific you can engage with them. Say, like, thanks so much for the follow. Like, how did you find me? Like, again, human interaction. Make it a two-way street. That's the easiest one, okay? A commenter follow-up. So let's say that somebody left an interesting comment on an Instagram post and you want to, like, take that into the DMs. What if we actually tried to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? We try to make that happen, right? We want to, like, architect it. What's the word? We want to, like, make it happen. Okay, so we're going to construct a post for Instagram that, or a story, right? Like a poll is great for this. Like, do you like this or this better? And then it's something that then you can look at the people who said they like, oh, I like the blue one. It's like, oh, I like the blue one too. Like, what do you think? Like, can you like, it's just like continue the conversation, but you're not following up on those conversations. So that just dies there, right? Like they're interacting with a poll and you're like, oh, only three people responded to my poll. Okay, talk to those three people. Even if one's your mom, right? Like my mom responds to, hi mom, responds to all my polls. I don't know if she listens to my podcast though. That mom, if you're out there, text me the word potato right now. Okay, let's see if she does it. Okay, I don't think she does, but that's totally okay. All right, so that could be one. A mini chat follow-up. So like create your set up ManyChat. If you use ManyChat to have people comment a word to like, then they get an automated DM from you. Awesome. We're now automating this process, but follow up with those people. So let's say they downloaded your freebie. You can say, hey, did you get a chance to use, you know, da, da, da. And you don't need to make it an automation. You can, that's great. But I'm talking about, what we're talking about today is like non-automated DMs. We're talking about like genuine conversations with people. Okay, so you can ask them if they got a chance to use it and like what their thoughts were, and if not, that's okay. Like ask them more about their business, or let's say you help postpartum women with their pelvic floors, and you can say, oh my god, like when did you like how far postpartum are you, or like when was your baby born? Like find whatever in question there is based on whatever action they took with you, right? You just questions are going to continue that conversation. Okay, so nurturing, that's what that's all about, is creating opportunities to continue conversations with people. watch the people's stories and interact with them and like have those back. This is how you make friends on the internet. Okay. Now it might lead to clients. It might not, but it will if you do it enough times and you're somewhat targeted in who you're interacting with in the first place. Who, not how. That's not what the message of that book is, but focus on who you're talking to, not exactly what you're talking to them about. Make it natural and organic. All right, now we get to the part everyone wants to hear about, and that is selling in the DMs. Dun, dun, dun. This is the part where everybody gets nauseous and freaks out and stops the podcast episode. But wait, before you stop the podcast episode, why don't I tell you that you never have to do anything to shove your offer down someone else's throat. Ever. In fact, like I teased earlier, we're actually going to take a couple steps back. Now, we might do a couple of things to open a conversation around sales. We're not just going to like dance around it like it doesn't exist, but we're going to do that. And then we're going to just keep the conversation going. That's the goal. Let your content do the selling. Let the conversation create space for a relationship, okay? I let my content sell for me, so I never have to do it in one-on-one interactions, whether that's DMs or like a one-on-one call, because I hate doing it. I don't want to sell. I create content that sells, Instagram posts, stories, emails, ads, whatever, right? Sales pages, webinars. But when I'm talking to you, I'm never going to sell you on something because I don't want to. Call that my limiting belief. I don't care. I don't want to. I just want to talk to you like a human. So if you come in my DMs, if you're like, hey, should I enroll in your course? I'm going to be like, well, tell me more about what's going on. I'll talk about it because you brought it up. I might have a couple of points where I might ask you like, hey, have you considered enrolling in this because you took X, Y, or Z action that indicates to me that you're interested? Like you were at the webinar where I gave the sales pitch. Or have you considered enrolling? But I'm never going to bring it up all out of the blue, and I'm never going to have a hard sales convo with you. That's never going to happen. And can you feel how hearing me say that makes you maybe feel safer coming into my DMs? That if you truly knew that I was never going to do that, do you think you'd be more open to telling me what your actual objections are to enrolling in my thing? Because you know I'm never going to like start some sales pitch on why you should buy it. Doesn't that make you, right? Which then is going to have you not only have more DMs coming in, but higher quality conversations that are then weirdly, ironically, more likely to lead to sales because people are going to sell themselves on what you do based on this strategy. So let me lay this out for you. All right. So if I am DMing someone in any kind of sales capacity, it would be I'm following up with them because they attended or signed up for a webinar that I hosted. And I'm just like, hey, how did you like the webinar? What did you get out of it? And then I might, in a follow-up question, be like, have you considered enrolling in the program that I was selling? No, and I was like, no worries if not. I'm just curious. And like, I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Like, I like want to be really clear that you're not entering like some weird sleazy sales conversation. The other way I might do that is during a sales period or, you know, if I'm services, right? I might do this like once a week or once every couple of weeks is I would do a slew of Instagram stories that had polls, like asking questions. So it'd be like, hey, do you have this frustration? What are the things you've tried to fix it? Or like which of these things most resonates with you? Like, and just trying to get like people in, it's kind of like a little mini survey, right? Trying to get people to engage as much as possible. And then I could follow up with anyone who clicked on the poll with something very innocent, not like really honestly, like, oh, hey, like, thanks so much for answering my poll. If you're open to telling me more about like the struggle you have with blah, whatever you said in the poll, like, it'd be really helpful for me to hear your perspective, but like, no pressure. Because genuinely no pressure, right? Like it's not a manipulative tactic. It's genuinely no pressure. Like I'm just opening the conversation, right? I'm just creating an invitation for a conversation. And then that's really honestly like the only other thing I would think of is like someone is like really much more of an active lead, which it would be more obvious, but those are instances when I would follow up with someone. So like maybe they downloaded my, let's say I had a freebie that anyone who has this freebie would probably be a good fit for my services. And somebody downloaded the freebie Now, I could set it up so that when someone downloads my freebie, I ask them what their Instagram handle is. I've seen this done a couple ways. You could do it on your actual form when they sign up for the freebie. You could do it on the thank you page of like a little survey. I just saw this recently. I saw a friend doing it, really brilliant, where you ask them like a little mini survey on the back end of an opt-in and you get their Instagram handle. Or it could be like if you have a mini chat triggered and it was a DM process, then they'd already be in your DMs. And that way you have a list of people that you can follow up and be like, hey, like I saw you downloaded this thing. Have you gotten a chance to use it yet? If not, no worries. Just like I want, like I'm trying to make sure it's really helpful and like you can let me know. You know what I mean? Like half people will ignore you. That's fine. That's fine. It's a numbers game. Okay. And so you can, but you do it genuinely. It's not an automation. People are often very, very receptive and excited about that to hear from you. Again, this is an opportunity for them to have access to you, which is unique to any other, like it's like it used to be just email, right? So it's really fun. People would say that all the times in DMs, like, I can't believe you're like giving me your time here. I'm like, this is so worth it to me to build these relationships. This matters to me. And like ultimately, yeah, it leads to sales, but that's not the reason I'm having a conversation with you. Okay, so then what happens in that conversation? So what happens is you ask them at some point, have you considered doing a this? Like, and a this would be like working with you, hiring you for something. It sounds like it might be a great fit for you because blah, 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 blah. Now, again, the reason that feels weird whenever it feels weird is because you're not genuinely asking it. Let me explain. If you're saying, okay, what's the next question I ask to like get them to do this, to get me, then you've lost the plot already, okay? I think that's why I get nervous on this topic, like I said in the intro, is like people think I'm going to have some like master plan to make them like do what I want them to do. Then that's just like not what I'm telling you. You at some point are just going to say, you know, hey, like, are you interested in this thing? I think it could be a great fit for you. Again, I always like to add, seriously, no pressure and it's totally fine. If not, I just wanted to bring it up because you mentioned blah and that made me think this and I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that. And people are very, very receptive to something like that. And then they'll tell you what they've been thinking. Now, one time I hosted a virtual conference and the whole point of the virtual conference was to get people into my high ticket program, right? Not the whole point, but that was like the ultimate goal, right? And so we had a bonus day and to get to the bonus day, you had to apply for the program. And then anyone who applied, I got their Instagram and then I would follow up with them and be like, hey, did you like the bonus day? And at the bonus day, I give all the details of the program. And then I could be like, you know, are you thinking about enrolling? And so there was one woman and this, I will never forget this conversation. I actually annotated this entire conversation. There was one woman, she was like, I thought about it, but I just like, it's not a good fit right now. And she like really shut down the conversation like right then and there. It was like, I don't want to talk about this. And I was like, ooh, she doesn't want to be sold to. Okay, cool. But I'm also not going to ignore the fact that like, I gave you this, like, I want the conversation to be had, but I don't want you to feel sold to, and I don't want you to be sold to. So I was like, that's okay. No worries. Like you want to, so I redirect the conversation to, why don't you tell me a little bit more about where you're at in your business right now? Like, I don't care if you don't enroll in the program. I'd still like to be able to help you and maybe guide you in the right direction. Where are you at with things? And then ultimately she shared with me because she got opened back up, right? We want to reopen the conversation. And she told me, and I said, oh, I think you'd be a better fit for Yay for Clients. And she was like, oh, I already am in Yay for Clients. I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's my bad that I blanked on that. Well, maybe we can get you getting more out of that program. So it went from like join my $12,000 program to, hey, you already have something from me. I want to help you get more out of that. And I think she could tell from that process that I was literally just trying to help. And so I can say to you all day long, I'm not going to sell to you, but until you're experiencing it and you get to see for yourself and to feel a sense of safety in the conversation, it doesn't really mean a lot what I say, right? And so she was able to see that I was 0% trying to sell her. At one point I said, you know, I'd love to offer you like a bonus 30-minute call with me because you were just such a great participant at the conference and I just really like to reward that kind of energy and like I want to make sure you're getting results from the program. And she was like, that's really great. And I gave her the link and she booked the call. And then she started saying, you know, God, I'd really like to do Yay for 100K, but which is the higher end program, but this and this and that. And then we were starting to get at the real objections. And the only reason she was able to open up and share with me the real objections is because she was feeling safer in the conversation. I cannot emphasize enough how important that is. So I was like, that's okay. Like, you know, I think I gave her like, here's a podcast episode I did on this topic. Go give that a listen. I think that will help with that. Or, you know, this is a module in Yay for Clients. You might want to look in, like, that's going to be really helpful. And then I think I might have done a couple of little reframes where, and I can't remember exactly, I don't have it in front of me, but where she said something, I said, you know, that doesn't have to mean this. It might mean that. And I don't want the belief that, you know, A plus B equals C to hold you back when it might not be true. But because we were out of being in a sales convo, she was able to take that in. It wasn't like, I'm going to rearrange your beliefs so that you'll want to enroll in this thing. I was just trying to help her as a coach. I really saw sales as coaching. Sales and coaching for me became very aligned, and I approached sales as coaching. And at the end of the conversation, she said, I want to do Yay for 100K. I'm in, and enrolled. And just enrolled right there. I at no point brought it up. I was the one trying to take the conversation in a different direction. But because I did that, I created a sense of psychological safety in the conversation, showing the generosity, showing that I was in it for her best interest, and showing also an example of my coaching, which, you know, helps me too, to make her go, you know what? This does make sense for me. And in doing that, we were able to address a lot of the concerns she probably had and maybe didn't even know consciously or didn't know how to articulate and maybe never came up in conversation. So that's how selling happens in the DMs. You are opening an opportunity to have a conversation about the offer. The second someone says, I'm not interested, you say, that's totally fine. And you redirect the conversation to back to their cloud and their gold. Okay, so tell me more about, like, I don't want to do your postpartum reset program. No worries. I totally get that. I still would like to be able to help you out. Like, can you tell me a little bit about how you're, what you're experiencing with your pelvic floor that's causing frustration? Like, what are the most common symptoms you have? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's a really common one. Okay. And like, what is it that, you know, ultimately would be like your dream situation if you didn't, let's say, like, don't have any of that happening anymore. And instead, you know, what would that look like? And some people are like, oh, I don't know. I'd be like, okay, that's okay. Sometimes it's hard to articulate. So, you know, when I'm working with people, a lot of times it's like this, this, or this. Like, are any of those like really hitting you at like what matters more to you? And when you do that, what you're saying is, I'm so experienced. I can tell you, here's the examples of how this shows up for people. That might be you. And what's happening subconsciously for them is, oh my God, this person is reading my mind and they get me. I feel seen and heard and understood. And then you can ultimately, it usually comes to some action they need to take, right? We drill down into, okay, so are you clear on what steps you would need to take to get there? If not, maybe I can help you create like a rough plan here. And so then I would help them create a rough plan. And in really that, like, I'm giving them kind of like the outline of what I would do in the paid thing, right? Which they probably already are aware of. But I'm just applying it to them. Like, here's how this step would apply to you. Here's how that step. And ultimately they will not almost always, it actually doesn't even matter if they only sometimes do, they will bring up the conversation again about working with you. And what I try to get it to, if they don't, is a specific action they can take in the next 24 hours that will help them to start making progress. I want to show them, yes, that I am in it for them and build that know, like, and trust and build that relationship. But I also want to make sure they see my expertise and they see that I can take their situation, which they think is uniquely flawed, because we all do in every situation. I have a unique situation that's uniquely difficult, and they can see that I was very quickly able to pinpoint a specific action they could take to get a win. And in doing that, I have endeared them for the future to come back around. So it's really about, like, if you really love someone, you'll let them loose. And if they leave, they were never yours to begin with. Like, the sales is the same thing. If someone's really meant to be a client of yours, if they're really meant to buy your thing, like, let go. And if they leave, they were never going to be anyway. But what I hope you get from this episode are something, at least one thing, right? DM me whatever that one thing is. one very specific takeaway that can help you to make sure you're at least creating invitations for those conversations and a safe space for people to feel like they can share with you what is really on their heart, what is really on their mind, because they need that to process it too. And that's value in and of itself. And you might think, Courtney, that's a lot of time to spend giving generously to other people. Yeah, so is creating a bunch of Instagram content. So is creating YouTube videos. We don't get paid for our marketing while we do it. We do the marketing so that we get paid in the future. And for me, trusting this and knowing that this way of doing it feels good, and also I've seen the results, right? I know it works. I would never do anything else. I would never do anything else. So please DM me. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was from this. I'm so glad I finally did this episode on sales and the DMs and getting clients from the DMs. Don't forget that we're doing the Booked in 5 Days challenge at the end of the month. And the reason, don't run away just because I'm talking about the challenge now. We're doing it live. It is paid. There's a coupon code for you in the show notes to get it at a discount. It is not expensive. It is not expensive. It's like $37 full price, and I've got a coupon code for you. So grab that if you don't have it yet. Hundreds of people have it already. But if you don't yet, make sure to grab it. I'm going to teach you the free mini service strategy, okay? And so I want you to see how the DM process can fit in with the free mini service strategy, because if you are doing a DM process like this, this is how you fill your free mini service. You do green, yellow, and red DMs, and you start now. This is how you're going to get just so many bookings for your free mini service that you're going to like get to those paid clients. So that's how this fits in with that. Like having people you can reach out to, because in the free mini service challenge or in the Booked in 5 Days challenge, I used to call it the free mini service challenge, so sometimes I intermix those names. I tell you to do one-on-one outreach. Okay. And so having an ecosystem, I also give you, if you get the bump, I give you like the templates for like the emails and social media and the sales page and all that, right? So that bump is just like a little bit more money, but if you want those templates, totally worth it. Otherwise, I kind of explained to you how to do it in the training itself. But I'm going to tell you what email, Instagram posts, whatever to share. And then if you do the DM strategy on top of that, remember, you're creating this ecosystem where you're having conversations with people, and then those people are watching your stories and seeing your posts. And so all of that is sort of getting them to go, oh, I should book one of those free calls with so-and-so. All right. So that's how it all goes together. I want you, if you listen to this and if you still hear my voice right now and you're not my mom, potato, we'll see if she bites on that. Okay. Text me potato mom if you're listening. But if you're not my mom and you're still listening to this, I want you to send me a DM. And just tell me what was one thing that was helpful for you from this podcast. It is not a quiz. It is really just market research for me, because this is a new topic for me to be sharing. It's something I have been doing for a very long time, but I'm trying to see what's resonating. So please do me that favor. Please, please, please. Maybe I'll have a small gift for you. Maybe I will. Maybe I'm willing to bribe you for it. So let's see. And I can't wait to chat with you in the DMs. That's my invitation. And we can have a conversation about whatever you want. We could talk about balcony gardens if you want. Anything goes. All right. I will talk to you next time. I literally just waved at the camera on my computer as if a bunch of people were watching me, and this is an audio recording, and I've been staring at the camera the whole time. That is how conditioned I am. Jeez Louise. Okay. I will chat with you next week. Go get the Booked in 5 Days challenge. Join us for the live one at the end of the month. You can click the link in the show notes below, and I will see you in my Instagram DMs.